This is Avi Loeb, the Harvard astronomer. You're listening to the Basement Hangout. You better learn something.
But I got to the point where I could do this Ouija board by myself. We would ask some questions and it would literally go to H-A-H-A-H-A. And then it got really bad. A little obsessed with it. And it was not a good spirit. We eventually were like, we gotta get rid of this. How do we get rid of this? And somebody said, well, just burn it. Well, guess what? You can't burn a Ouija board. Laurel and I were sharing a room where we were young, and I just woke up in the middle of the night and I saw somebody at the edge of my bed. What was this spirit sitting at the end of my bed? When I told Laurel about it, she did believe me. And then that following night, she had the same experience. I feel like it was more of a protective spirit, you know. I think that at that time we were going through some really emotional stuff, and I think that there are protective spirits.
What's up, you COVID-having son of a bitches? Welcome to the Basement Hangout, coming to you from somewhere in American suburbia. My name is Chad, and with me, as always, is Bob.
And I am one of those son of a bitches.
So how are you feeling this evening?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good now. But I was testing positive as of 24 hours ago.
And how is it feeling now?
Now I'm feeling negative.
Feeling negative, but are you negative? Let's ask Donald Trump.
Kung flu?
Not sure.
Kung flu.
The Don says negative.
We do have with us tonight, Bob, a special guest. Sorry to cut you off. Ruby.
No worries.
Ruby is my sister. And she is also an experiencer. And actually, if you remember, Bob, I want to say 6 months ago or so, we did Bob and Chad's Paranormal Stories Part 1 and 2. And a couple of the stories I told were my sister's. And she is here this evening.
Nice.
To give us the real story. I'm sure I embellished a little bit, and I apologize. But
thank you for joining us, Ruby.
Yes.
This is so fun.
Right?
Yeah.
And we just got started.
Just too cool. Yeah. So, I'm hoping my brother, Chad, was telling the truth about the ghost.
Yeah, I am hoping as well.
He said you summoned the devil.
Yes, I did say such things.
Gosh, maybe a few times.
So shall we get into it, Bob? Or can you tell us a little bit about what it's been like having? What variant do you have, first of all? That's what I want to know.
I mean, they don't tell you anymore. They just, I mean, you know, I use the standard Biden COVID test, which they may all just test positive. Honestly, I don't know if it's real or fake.
But if you had to guess, what version of the Kung Flu do you have?
I have no, obviously not the first one, I wouldn't think. I had the Florida version, whatever the hell's in there right now.
Okay. We should name that.
I think COVID fucking Floridian COVID.
COVID DeSantis.
Okay. We're gonna bring the governor into this.
Yes, we are.
Low blow on DeSantis, or is that like a compliment? I'm not sure, because it is a weaker COVID.
True.
So if you're going to get that, it is the better one.
That is true. Yes. And he is fine. Although you were ill like 2 days ago, were you not?
Yeah. For some reason, my eyes hurt. That was the most fucked up thing. If I looked left and right, my eyes like felt like they were achy.
So does that mean you sat in your basement staring exactly straight forward for like 24 hours a day?
Well, I had like, you know, quad box going on, a lot of baseball gambling, and I hit a five teamer for the first time in like years, which was nice.
How much did you win?
It was a $20 free bet, won like $147.
You so son of a bitch.
And how much did you lose?
I immediately cashed out after a huge day and then lost some yesterday and then I'm even today, but it's a way to pass the time, Ruby. I've been quarantined in my man cave, so I like have been playing pool by myself, darts.
We need a pool table over here.
Yeah, she's not digging the shuffleboard so much. She wants a pool table.
No, I want a pool table. Come on.
The shovel's pretty damn cool, I must say. A pool table would be great as well.
It's a little sandy.
But anyway, yeah, so it's been isolating, but a lot of media. So maybe that's why my eyes hurt.
So
I don't know.
Did you listen to, how did you feel about the episode where you were replaced by Dante?
I think Dante did a great job. I was super impressed. Well.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
He held the torch well, and
I have a quote from him right now.
All right.
Smoke meats every day.
Shall I play it again?
Smoke meats
every day. Yeah, one more time.
Smoke meats every day.
Smoke meats every day, yes.
Smoke
meats
every day. Smoke weeds every day.
That is the path to flaring gout, but yes.
Smoke meats every day.
I mean, I tried to get him, you know, to speak up, but he was a little pissed.
Fucking thing sucks.
He just kept saying stuff like that. I don't know. But
that's funny.
So let's get into it. Let's get into it, Bob. We have an experiencer here. Yes, she happens to be my sister, Ruby.
Let's hear it.
But she's had some experiences. So the one experience I remember from you telling me more than anything else was the Ouija board experience. So tell us what happened and how did this go?
So that was actually a long time ago.
Yes, that's fine.
It was me and your other sister, mm-hmm. Laurel.
Laurel, my other sister.
Uh-huh. And a couple of cousins. And we were, can I say the state?
Yes.
West Virginia.
Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Not too far from you.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah. We're
land of the pepperoni rolls. That's a good place.
Oh, hour or so.
Wait. And also land of the butter ups. Who knows what a butter
up is? That's right. Yeah, you've told me about those butter ups.
I don't know what that is.
I still haven't had one.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys got to look it up. I'm not going to tell you what a butter up is. All right. So the Ouija board. We got into it one summer. And we just kept doing it and doing it.
So how did you get into it, though, first of all? How did
I don't know. Somebody, like, I feel like somebody had a game, and they brought it over, and we thought, oh, okay, we'll play along with it, and we'll ask this Ouija board questions, and guess what? It really worked. And it got to the
first time? Yeah. So from a skeptic's point of view, first of all, it used to be, what is it, Parker Brothers?
I don't know.
Parker Brothers made board games, and they used to make Ouija boards and put them in, like, you know, your average Walmart, which now looking back is super odd.
Mm-hmm. That would be the one like at Spencer's at the mall. Remember?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so when you had that and you decided, let's try this thing out, and you had your friends or your cousins and Laurel with you, and you decided that this thing is moving from a skeptic's perspective, which I'm not, but we have audience members who are. How did you decide that this thing was working and it wasn't one of the people with you moving it around?
We're all skeptics at one point.
Correct.
Right? And then when I could ask a question and everybody else didn't have their hands on that little plastic thing and it moved, I was
no longer...
It moved
on itself?
No,
or with your hands on it?
With my hands on it.
Okay.
I was no longer a skeptic.
And you knew you weren't moving it, obviously.
I knew I wasn't moving it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so continue.
So we would ask it these, you know, like, I don't know, like, ridiculous preteen questions, right? But
does Bobby like me?
Yeah.
And it said, what did it say?
It said, yes. But there was this one, like, a little bit more serious question. We were asking it because we knew that there was someone in the family who had been stabbed 28 times.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It was a cousin.
In your family?
I don't know this story, Bob.
But not a first cousin, like a second and third cousin or something. She had been stabbed. No, she was, this was like many, many, many years ago when maybe, you know, being black and being white weren't together, wasn't so good. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't acceptable back
then. It wasn't, no. And so she was white, he was black, and she went to his church and stuff. And anyway, she was stabbed like 28 times.
Damn.
And she was 28. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So it was always sort of a mystery. Like, what happened? Who did that? You know? So that was one of the questions that we asked the Ouija board.
Oh, wow.
It had something to do with the church. Yeah. Yeah. Because she would go to his church.
Well, what did it say?
That there was some jealousy.
Oh, okay.
Someone from the church stabbed that person or what?
Yeah. Or maybe other people who went to that church. And, yeah, said she was stabbed 28 times. But I got to the point where I could do this Ouija board by myself. Usually you can't. Yeah, and we would ask some questions, and it would literally go to H-A-H-A-H-A.
Oh, like laughing at you.
Yeah, it was weird. It's like, ha, ha, ha. And I wanted to, like, you know, no, take my fingers off. And then it got really bad. We're sort of like a little obsessed with it, and it was not a good spirit. And we eventually were like, we gotta get rid of this. How do we get rid of this? What do we? And somebody said, well, just burn it. Well, guess what? You can't burn a Ouija board. It doesn't burn.
Somebody told you that, or you tried it and it didn't burn?
Both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't burn.
Who told you it wouldn't burn?
A family relative said, okay, who had come to town. I mean, the four of us girls who were doing this summer, scared shitless.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like in this living room, which is really kind of crazy because the living room was like, it had a panel of glass windows, which was like, oh, what? You know, the devil could come in here. Anyway, but that relative said, yeah, you need to burn it. So we tried to burn the board. It wouldn't burn.
So what did you pour gas on it? Or how did you try to light it?
Gas and a lighter and just nothing, nothing. And then finally, I don't know. I think somebody just chucked it in like a big trash thing.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And it wouldn't burn.
Why did you want to burn it again?
Because of the spirits, the bad spirits.
Somebody told them, a family member said, you have to burn it to get rid of the spirits that are now latched on.
But you were experiencing latching of the spirit or what?
Well, the spirit was giving them all of this, you know, creepy ass info, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was just laughing at them.
Oh, that's what H-A-H. Okay, I get it. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell the H-A was.
Good to know you can spell.
I didn't know if there was like, it was a, like that was the initials of the person who was stabbed or.
Yeah, his initials were H-A-H-A-H-A.
Yeah, H-A-H-A-H-A. And you know what? After that experience, I just sort of like let it go. Like I was done. We were all done with it that summer. And then cut to maybe 20 years later or something, I'm married. I'm on an island. You know, we're the four of us, I have two kids. We're having a vacation together. And guess what? There's a Ouija board there.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, this would be cool. Maybe it's not really that bad, you know. So I got it out. My kids at that time were probably 4.
Oh, my gosh.
And 6 or something. Yeah. So we got the Ouija board out, and we're on, you know, what we call Cocktail Island. having cocktails, yes. Mm-hmm. And we get this Ouija board out, and I tell the kids about it, and I'm like, oh, let's try. And guess what? The first time I tried it, I could do it by myself.
And what did it do? What did it say?
It was just starting moving. I don't know. I like asked a really innocuous question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just moved started on moving. Its own. Yeah. It scared the kids shitless. They're like, we're out. And I was like, yeah, I'm out too.
So let me tell you, I've tried Ouija boards several times, and they've never fucking moved at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. We try.
What does that mean?
Well, I think spirits kind of know who maybe is a little bit more.
So they know not to fuck accepting.
Chad. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I would like them to not fuck with Ruby as well.
You idiot. So,
but when it first started moving, it was with you and your friends. Then what made you want to try it by yourself? You were like getting addicted to it, you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when I tried it with my kids, it was like so many years later. It's like, let's try it. I mean,
so you did you eventually burn the Ouija board or what happened?
I don't know. No, we just put in some.
Just put it away.
You know, like big trash recycling. So right now somebody has it. Maybe. Yep.
And they're being tormented by this evil being.
Evil spirit.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. You can make your own Ouija board. You don't have to buy it.
That's true. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We did that too.
Bob's making one right now.
That's right.
Asking it if he's going to get over the COVID.
Will I survive? It said H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A.
Well,
maybe it was Laurel who told me that you guys asked it, what am I going to be when I grow up? And it said something like prostitute. And that's when you
don't remember that.
See? And that's when you guys knew that this was an evil spirit.
Evil, because we are not going to be prostitutes.
And according to my memory, you went to the priest who said you need to burn it.
Oh, yeah, we did go to the...
Okay, see, yeah,
we
you're
did
leaving,
go to the priest.
You're leaving
I
information
forgot about
out.
That part.
Yeah, our listeners need to know every detail.
What did the priest say? Yeah, you can't leave details out.
The priest said it's a sin. It's a sin to know any of this stuff. It's a sin to talk to these spirits.
Right.
You can't. Just... You know,
and did he tell you to burn it?
No, no. So a Jehovah Witness relative came into town.
See, more and more details are coming out, Bob.
Yeah, you got
we got to pull it out.
Yeah.
Jehovah's Witness relative. Can you drill down into that?
And they said, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it. But it wouldn't burn. It just wouldn't burn.
Yeah. Well, you didn't pour enough gasoline on.
I guess.
Okay, so shadow person, how did this, what happened there?
All right, there's, for whatever reason, I'm not going to say everything, but Laurel and I had to hide out.
Okay.
When we were young.
Yes.
We had to hide out, and we had to get on a plane right away.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yeah, because we were told that we were going to be sent to another country.
Okay.
And so anyway, we got on the plane and we headed to Florida to stay with relatives. And when we were there, so Laurel and I were sharing a room. We were young. And I just woke up in the middle of the night, and it was like earlier in the morning, and I saw somebody at the end of my bed, and I thought maybe it was my cousin who had to get up early, and I could see this person at the end of the bed had a hat or whatever, and I thought, well, maybe it's him, but why is he still on the end of the bed? And then that one older cousin actually did get up, and I could see that there was light and activity going on in his room. So what was this spirit sitting at the end of my bed? I don't know. I was like frozen. So I eventually went back to sleep, and I told Laurel about it the next morning. I also told, you know, second aunts and stuff like that. Nobody believed me.
Of course.
And then, but when I told Laurel about it, she did believe me. And then that following night, she had the same experience. Mm. And she saw this shadow person with a hat and everything. And
a hat.
He was wearing a hat. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it was like a protective spirit or something. Nothing was ever bad.
Was it like a Freddy Krueger hat or?
Might have been.
Now that you say that, maybe he was.
Now I have to think about this.
So the story I remember hearing was that I can't remember if it was you or Laurel reached over and turned the light on.
Oh, that was Laurel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it was gone.
It was gone. Yeah. She was the only brave one. So the night before it was with me. I was like frozen. I didn't move. You know, no. But, you know, leave it to the braver one.
So
to
looking actually back
get up and
now,
turn the lights on.
What do you think that was? I mean, in your heart of hearts.
I feel like it was more of a protective spirit. You know, okay. I think that at that time we were going through, as kids, we were going through some really emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are protective spirits.
So now, Bob, we had an empath on many, many episodes ago. Remember Keeler?
We've had her on twice, I think.
Yeah, we had her on twice. And she said that if you come to me and say that you're having poltergeist-like activity in your house, my first question, and she's like an empath. She feels all this stuff. Her first question to you is, do you have adolescent daughters in the house?
Ooh.
How old were you guys?
Oh, gosh. Not even first grade.
Okay. Well, not even adolescent then at that point.
No.
Wow. Okay. But there was strife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Big. So we do hear that strife will bring this kind of stuff on.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was an evil thing. I mean, it was my first encounter with a ghost.
But you weren't scared, like?
Oh yeah, I was scared shitless. I mean, I didn't like move or anything like that. You know.
How long did you stare at this thing before you fall asleep?
Hours, probably hours, and then I finally fell asleep. I mean, I wouldn't move, and it was. And then I told Laurel the next day, and then that night it came to her, and she was actually brave enough. She was always braver than me.
I mean, it's it didn't change your life.
No.
To experience this, no?
No, but I do think that I am more sensitive because there was another time when, and this was, I feel like a lot more, I don't know, I don't want to say sinister, but it didn't feel good. When I was in between jobs and I moved temporarily for about 3 weeks to live with Laurel and her husband. And I'm sleeping. Now, I'm divorced at this point for probably a few years. I have little kids. And all of a sudden, I feel like little stepping on the bed, and I'm thinking, oh, is that my cat? You know, and I'm sort of like sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, is that my cat? What is that? You know, like Oscar. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not home. I'm somewhere else. So it couldn't be Oscar, whatever. So I'm going to sleep. And then I feel the covers on me move, like kind of like tighten. And then I felt someone behind me. So this person would have been spooning me.
Yep.
And, okay, this is going to sound weird, but it had been a while since I've been spooned. So I was like,
you're like, oh, ooh, nice.
This kind of feels good. This
now,
is
Bob,
like,
what have we said about shadow people? They're a little.
Well, so Keeler is actually one of the people who told us that they're there to make people happy.
Huh. And then I thought, oh, I don't have anyone to be doing that with. So what's happening? And so as I was waking up, then I saw a girl sort of like stride toward me. I don't know. She had like long curly hair, but it was like an, you know, adolescent girl sort of like reminded me of my daughter or something. And she came towards me and I was just like scared. And,
so you saw this like apparition?
Yeah, I did.
Did it look like semi see-through, transparent, like your average ghost or
no.
Like a person?
Looked pretty solid, pretty much like a person. She was like gliding, but she looked like a person.
Okay.
And then, you know, that was like not even a minute that you see that and it was over. And then probably a few hours after that, I'm getting a call like early in the morning. It's my daughter and she's not happy about whatever was happening in home life.
Okay.
Back where she was with her dad. So I'm like, oh, maybe this had something to do with her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But to this day, when I go to sleep, I have to have something at my back. So I put a big pillow at my back. Yeah.
So that feeling that you had that night became a thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's super interesting.
And I sleep with lights on.
Really? Mm-hmm. Because of that?
Mm-hmm.
Like full lights or like light night lights?
No, like just one light, like a side light.
Oh,
has
wow.
to be a little bit more than a night light, but a side light. And then a pillow is always at my back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is that because you don't want the shadow person to spoon you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I thought you said you liked it.
Though. Oh, I thought maybe it was comforting and you want to feel that comforting.
Yeah, but it was like sort of like evil too. Like what are you doing? No. That, it wasn't really welcome.
What if it woke you up so that you could see the premonition of the girl and it was trying to warn you somehow that your daughter was having an emotional issue that needed your attention? Maybe it was a positive thing.
But she did.
Thing. Yeah, she did. So maybe it was a positive thing.
Maybe.
So now maybe the shadow person's trying to spoon you, but you're blocking it with the pillow.
Yeah, that's true.
I think tonight, turn the light off and put the pillow on the back.
There will be no spooning. No. She's visiting my house, Bob. There will be no ghost spooning in this house allowed.
I mean, maybe it's still there, but you're blocking it, you know?
That's true, yeah.
And I'm going to continue blocking it.
So what do you think, I mean, given those two experiences, what do you think is the afterlife? Do you think that's even afterlife?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all have an afterlife. I think we choose. Okay. We have to choose, you know, do we stay here?
Right.
Do we go beyond? That's our choice.
And so you think those that choose to stay here are the shadow person and or, you know, other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you saying like you're going to have a choice to go towards the light? Or
I think so. Yeah.
Go to the darkness? Or stay here.
Or just stay here, like in limbo, sort of, I guess. But I think there are good spirits and bad spirits. I don't think what I encountered was a bad spirit, or plural, but nobody likes spirits coming at them.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So are you going to go towards the light or stay here, if that's your decision?
I am going towards the light.
You don't want to stay around and spoon people in the night?
No. And my daughter's already told me, no, don't scare me. Just go. So I'm going to go.
And the light is apparently a beautiful thing from everything we've heard.
Mm-hmm. So Art Bell used to say that he thought the light was a trick and never go towards the light.
Really?
Yeah, he would always say that when people would bring up the light.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. What made him think that it was a trick?
I don't know. I can't really remember. Listen to so many episodes, but he brought it up like at least 10 to 15 times.
So now,
Ruby, if you go to the light, send us a message if you pass before us.
I don't want to scare you guys.
No, we want to be scared.
Like, what kind of signal should I give you?
Make sure you do it on air.
Okay. What kind of signal? Should I, like,
I want you to make something fall on
the lights on and off, a butterfly fluttering around, what?
So we had an experiencer on a couple of weeks ago, and in the middle of her conversation, you can see it up there. Look up there. That sound panel fell off the ceiling onto Bob's head.
Oh.
And it had been up there for months. And
it was right during her like story about you know, if you talk about things, then they start to
look back at you,
materialize again.
Yeah. And then right at that moment, that thing fell off the ceiling and hit him in the head. Of course, it weighs nothing because it's a sound panel, but still.
Somehow it still knocked me out, kind of.
It gave that him thing, COVID.
That thing?
Yeah,
that
See that right there?
What, that one or that?
No, that one where it's empty.
Oh.
That's the tape that held it up for a while.
Yeah, I immediately grabbed it and just ripped it into pieces. So I was like...
So
what you
else?
Could do that, or you could do like a bunch of ladybugs.
Ladybugs? What does that even mean?
Well, we need a signal that doesn't normally happen.
Oh, so I gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Ladybugs. Yeah.
You tell us, what do you think you're going to be able to do?
I'm going to make the artwork on the walls fall down. Yeah. Because that'll be like, you know, you absolutely.
All at once? That would scare the shit out of me.
Like behind you right now?
Yes.
Like panel one, down, panel two. Panel three.
That's like poltergeist activity.
Yeah, exactly, right? I'm going to make sure you really know it's happening.
Yeah, if the light is a trick, you could become a poltergeist if you go towards the light. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Is that what that is? So have you had any encounters with UFOs?
No.
You haven't even seen a UFO?
No. Have you?
I think I have.
Oh.
Multiple times.
What?
Right, Bob?
We actually had a sighting together.
Were you drunk? Were you drunk?
Is that a trick question?
I know. Maybe it wasn't a UFO.
No, I had an encounter when I was young.
Really?
Before alcohol was a thing.
And?
What? And?
What happened?
And the power went out when it went over his house.
Yeah, yeah. So I was in the bedroom. You know the house.
Yeah.
And I was in my bedroom. I think I was maybe 9 or 10 years old, and my bed at that time was up against the window, so my pillows would have been there at the headboard. The window is basically my headboard.
Yeah.
And I was looking up, and I saw this light coming, but it was high up. It could have been an airplane, right? So it wasn't a big deal. It just looked like one solid light going across the sky, like in the same direction as my window, but very high up. And I was like, oh, it's another airplane. No big deal. But then all of a sudden, it turned not into one, but three. And two went out at 45 degree angles from the center one. The center one kept going forward. And then all three went out. And then they went out of view. And I was like, well, that's weird. How would a single airplane turn into three and go out at exact 45 degree angles? What kind of aircraft is that? But then I was like, yeah, no big deal, whatever. You know, what am I going to do? My mom came up 15 minutes later and said, the power went out about 10 minutes ago, and I need to reset your alarm so you can wake up for school. Now, if you listen to the lore about UFOs, they say that they always cause power outages, right? Mm-hmm. So I found that to be very odd, right? And now when I think back on it and reading what I've read, that sounds like a classic UFO encounter. Yes or no, Bob?
Yes. And they can even make like cars stop working. And
right.
So yeah, I would put my stamp of approval on that. What say you, Rudy?
I say that was a UFO.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we had the one experience when we were urinating in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, okay.
The night saw a light. I said, oh my God, look at that. We looked up, there was slight moving. And then one of us was like, wouldn't it be fucked up if just like
I said that. Like, so yeah, we were actually recording an episode and we went out for a break, which we do.
You went out for your pee break.
Yes, correct. Piss break. And we're standing there and we're looking at this thing moving across the sky. It looked like a star, but moving, you know, so basically an airplane.
Oh.
But it was
about a shooting star.
Far up there. No, but it was moving slowly like an airplane would in the distance.
Yeah.
And then I think I said to Bob, wouldn't that be super fucked up if it all of a sudden took off like in 90 degree angle and went.
And it did?
And then it did, right?
Like it went out farther into space type shit.
It like stopped and then went and it was like gone into space. And we were like, we just saw a goddamn UFO. How is that even? And we just went back and kept recording. Because what do you do at that point?
Yeah, we didn't get video evidence or anything.
We are not the only ones here, though, right? We know this.
Well, we know that.
There's no way we are the only ones around here.
Yeah. According to Alex Jones, there are reptilians.
What is my problem?
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alex.
Your problem.
You're one with us forever.
Your problem, Alex, is that you are Alex Jones.
Yeah, he is Alex Jones.
You fucking goddamn fucker.
He's probably eating some really good barbecue right now in Texas, though.
Correct. And enjoying it very much.
With Joe Rogan.
Yes.
Yeah.
and getting the COVID cough. Which Bob has right now. That's okay.
That's actually more, COVID cough's more of a dry cough.
Oh, huh? Is it? I thought this was it. No?
No, no, no. You know what that is, you bastard. I actually watched Zoolander while I was in COVID quarantine.
Is that right? Did you like it? Did you still like it?
Yeah, I watched it like 100 times. It's a super good movie.
So what about, you know, like the you know, taking care of yourself?
What? Say what?
Well, you know, like I know I don't really turnt. I don't really have to go out anymore. I work from home and I think you guys do too, I think. You know, your hygiene. Are you growing facial hair? Like you don't care about the clean cut look anymore?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Are you asking
post-COVID?
Me?
Post-COVID? Yeah.
No, I keep a 5 o'clock shadow on purpose all the time.
Most males and during COVID just said screw shaving and grew like
my wife likes the beard, so I'm keeping the beard.
I'm liking like not shaving my legs.
Well, I don't know. It's not the same thing. Different things.
I don't remember.
Our women listeners will love that.
Yeah. Very empowering.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it is summertime too. Like the pools are open. And
correct.
And who cares? We'll go in there with leg hair. Right?
Well, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you're fancy.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Use Destin if you're chafed, motherfuckers.
I did go through a lot of Destin during COVID.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What were you using it for? Are you drinking it?
No. Just, you know, putting on inner thigh areas.
So let me ask you, Bob, what do you think about the crypto crash?
I have no fucking clue. I told you I've always had no clue.
Yeah, but how many millions of dollars did you lose?
I don't know. I haven't even checked my coin. I still didn't catch my Coinbase.
No?
But I keep hearing now on like, even on like NPR News, they've been talking about how bad they're firing, I think like 8% of their staff this week.
Is that right?
Coinbase's?
Coinbase, yeah. That's what NPR told me while I was showering during COVID quarantine.
Yeah, get your stuff off Coinbase in a private wallet. Right.
I think it's dwindled down to almost nothing, so I could probably order Chad and I a pizza, not even wings, one night.
Bob, did you hear about the UST Luna debacle?
It went to zero, right?
Yeah. I had money in UST. I lost.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh. Big time. Yeah.
Like a million dollars.
Should I say? $1 million.
You can say whatever you want.
I lost $1 million.
You lost $1 million on Luna?
Okay, not really, but 36K. Yes, 36K. On UST, I lost. You know what? I can laugh about it. You know, I mean, it's like I've got...
I would be crying.
I mean, not to brag or anything like that, but I've got a job. It, you know, it's bringing in some money, so I can make it up. You know, it wasn't my life savings. Like a lot of people had life savings in UST and the Anchor protocol.
Yes.
And they lost way more than I did. I mean, I can laugh about it for myself, but I don't laugh about it for them.
Yes.
Because it was bad.
So let's bring it back because I need to piss like a racehorse. Let's take a break. Do you know about our words of wisdom?
I do.
She's not been listening to the cast, Bob. I'm very upset.
Damn it, Ruby.
Okay, here's my words of wisdom.
Okay.
By Destin.
By what now?
By the Destin stuff. You cannot reuse. For the chafe thing.
You cannot reuse Bob's Destin.
It's good for women too.
See?
This is unacceptable.
Don't swim at night in the ocean.
Okay. That'll work. I was going to play the Destin song.
That music was pretty good. Don't swim at night in the ocean, right? Okay, get it, sharks.
All right. Yep. That works. That counts as words of wisdom. Bob, you're up.
All right, my words of wisdom are do not fucking get COVID in Florida.
Yes. My words of wisdom are if you don't want to get COVID, don't go to Florida.
I like that.
Don't chill out over there.
Yeah, I guess maybe on the airplane, fucking wear the mask. I don't know.
Yes.
Not sure.
All right, I'm going to take a piss. All right, we're back, you beautiful bastards. So tell us about the crypto. Should we still invest or not, Ruby?
We should still invest.
We should? Why?
Yeah.
But it's going to zero, apparently.
No, not going to go to zero. But it also, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
This is the future.
The long term.
Crypto.
You think so? But now it's subject to the larger market, which, by the way, is taking a shit as well.
Look, I have a friend who, her 401k at one point was $2 million, a little over $2 million.
That's what Bob's 401k is right now.
A little over $2 million?
Yeah, like I think 3.4. Wow. Did I have that right, Bob?
No, not anymore. Now it's like $500.
He invested it all in Luna.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, my friend's 401k went from $2 million to $1 million. So, I mean, everything. I mean, so if we say don't do crypto, do we say don't do stock market as well?
Yes.
Do we not do 401ks anymore?
Nor
as well?
Real estate, nor crypto, nor stock market.
Yeah, don't do anything.
I stick cash in my mattress.
Exactly.
Well, that way it doesn't go down.
Unless a fire.
That's true. Shit. I didn't even think about that. And my fire alarms don't even work properly.
No, but get crypto. You still need to have crypto. So you still need to have
So would Bitcoin. You say now you is the time to buy?
Yeah, this is the time to buy.
So how do we know when the bottom is? Nobody thought it would. Bitcoin would break 20,000 and now it's 19,000 something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is why you buy. Look, I mined Bitcoin back in the day when it was I think it was about $300, $350.
Yes.
I was mining Bitcoin at that point. I should have bought some.
Right.
But I didn't. I just kept mining it.
Right.
And then look, it's already it's going up to 60K.
You had like GPUs all around you, like chugging away.
I was crazy. Yeah. So you still got to stay in the game.
So, but now what?
Well, you still got to buy.
But what if I buy a Bitcoin at $19,500?
Yeah, do it.
And it, do it. Do it. Are you serious? Do it.
Yes.
And it goes down to like, you know, $300.
It's not going to.
No? How do you
know why that? Did it go down so much, Ruby? What's the insight there?
Yes.
It's like the stock. It's FUD. FUD.
What does that mean?
Like, people are scared. They just get scared, and so they start
selling. What
does selling.
FUD stand for?
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Okay.
FUD.
So that's what caused it?
Uh-huh. And you just gotta let it go. You gotta, like let that just ride. Like, let other people get wild crazy with the FUD.
Yes.
That just, you know, keep DCAing your ETH and your Bitcoin.
DCAing?
Yeah.
What is that?
Dollar cost averaging. You
know that. Actually, Bob, I told you about cost averaging.
You know what that is. I know you know what
yeah,
that
you
is.
Did. Yeah, you did do that. Yeah, so, I didn't listen
to
it. Yeah.
But you know what? If I had cost averaged secret all the way down to less than a dollar, I would have been cost averaging all my life savings away.
No.
That's the problem.
But, you know, when you dollar cost average and then you kind of like come out in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, but I would have started dollar cost averaging secret at $12. Every dollar down, all the way down to less than a dollar, I'd have nothing left in my account because I would have dollar costed average everything.
It's still a dollar.
Is it now a dollar?
No, actually, it might be 97
it's
cents.
It's like 97 cents now, Bob. Thank God you didn't listen to me or Eric Weissenin when we told you to buy.
I still have mine. I'm keeping it.
So that's
I'm not selling mine.
For those of you listening, do not go back and listen to Eric Weissen and Crypto Expert number one or number two, because he and I said to buy secret.
Why are you telling everyone not to listen to our old
episode? Do not go back and listen to episode. Okay. It is thebasementhangout.com/ No, I'm kidding.
But like we talked about the Luna, yes. The UST Luna debacle, right? Mm-hmm. I lost. Can I just say it? Did I already say?
Yes, yeah. You said
oh,
it.
Oh, shoot. I already said it. Okay.
It's fine.
36K. But that was okay.
Do you know how many homeless people you could have fed with that money?
Oh, I know.
So when you say it went to zero, what, like, literally, is it worth, like, is it never going to go up again? It's, like, gone or what?
Yeah, it's gone. That was UST. It's pretty much gone.
But you did get the replacement coin. Which is well, also went down to.
But here's nothing. The thing. That 36K was in UST.
Yes.
Wasn't in Luna. Right. Wasn't in what we call now Luna Classic. But when it all went down, so I got a little greedy. And I went, oh, I got a 5K. Let's go buy some Luna for 5K because I think it's going to go back up, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I ended up not doing 5K. I just did 1K and I bought Luna. So now. That's Luna 2.0, and I got an airdrop, right? For okay. each Luna that I got, correct. I got an airdrop, which is now, so it was like that move, I'm either a moron or a genius.
Right.
And it's not so bad.
Okay.
Because well, I bought the Luna Classic at, I don't know, shoot, a cent?
Yes.
And now I have, now for each Luna I got, I have the new Luna 2.0. It's worth, what is that, 10 bucks?
I don't know. You put $1,000 in, what's it worth now?
10,000.
What?
I'm just guessing because I don't.
You're saying know. That you put 1,000 in and now it's worth 10,000?
Well, what is Luna 2.0 worth?
Yeah, I think she's making this shit up, Bob.
Oh, let me look this up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
What? How much is Luna
3.0?
2.0.
3.0 or 2.0?
8.0.
2.0. Luna. It's,
wait, the live Terra price today is $1.81.
Really?
No, wait. Hold on. What the hell's Terra? Oh, no, Terra Luna, yeah. Yeah, so if you bought it at...
oh, yeah. Okay, I bought like it like... like 10 cents or something.
Yes.
And each Luna now is $1.77, so I'm still up.
Yeah, and you bought 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so you're up like $1,800.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's different though than $10,000.
I know. I recently just bought a 163-year-old home.
Yes.
And I'm
she
really
did buy a new house.
I'm really hoping there are no.
You should do the Ouija there.
No, I don't want to bring more ghosts to this 163-year-old home.
It is amazing.
Maybe
it's
there are already ghosts there.
Yeah, well, we need to hear about it.
I know.
I mean,
we're gonna do a podcast from there, Bob.
Good.
What say you? It's in Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
We're gonna bring our equipment. There's gonna be
in the Midwest.
Called? Yeah,
EVP recorders,
EVP, all that stuff. We're gonna bring.
Are you gonna bring it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then we're going to tell you your house is haunted and you must move out immediately.
They hate you and they love us.
Yeah. This is going to be our recording studio from now on.
The whole house, too, because you have to leave.
I think spirits love recording things.
You think so?
Yeah. They're attracted to it.
Yeah.
I think they like to be part of it and sort of like, fuck with the equipment.
That's true because we actually had one make noise on our equipment not too long ago. I have a recording of it.
Here?
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Right, here you go.
I don't know why they didn't ask Spring for Boss Hog, actually.
Jesus, what was that? What was he saying?
Is that Bob?
Yes.
I don't know why they didn't ask Spring for Boss Hog, actually.
Very angry ghost.
I didn't even know what that ghost said.
Bob, what did that ghost say? God damn it.
I don't remember.
It's definitely saying something.
Yeah, what is he saying? What
something
is it?
Important.
No?
We have to think
some deep. Places I like ranch, some places I like blue cheese.
What is that?
Okay, some people like blue cheese?
Some places the ranch is good. Some places the blue cheese is good.
Some places normally like ranch, not. Some places are like blue cheese.
Yes, exactly.
What happened to Thousand Island?
Yeah, there's no Thousand Island.
Yeah, what did happen to Thousand Island? It died. Yeah. It dies on the shelf every month at every grocery store in America.
And also, it's only a certain kind of ranch.
Lighthouse fucking ranch.
Lighthouse?
Yeah.
Lighthouse Ranch?
Yeah, Lighthouse is good.
It is good, actually.
I've never heard of it.
I've been buying it. It is super money, actually. It's the best.
Yeah, I know. I've never heard of it.
It really is the best.
You guys are, no.
Well, you need to check it out.
I think Marie's blue cheese is just fine.
You can get it at 7-Eleven.
I've never, 7-Eleven? You shop at 7-Eleven. Really, you guys?
She didn't hear it. Here, you can get it at 7-Eleven one more time.
Hey, we at 7-Eleven.
And after you try Lighthouse Ranch from 7-Eleven, then
my balls are hanging on the floor.
It's got to be a pretty nice 7-Eleven to have Lighthouse.
Yes. So, all right, what are your words of wisdom, Bob? It's time to
you're
cut this
start
shit out.
Ruby.
'Cause now we're just talking nonsense.
It has blue. It has a blue label, glass jar.
Yeah, it's Lighthouse Ranch. It's super
I'm like,
nice.
Wait a minute. That's your words of wisdom? A blue glass jar?
Yes.
No, I'm just telling you how to find the Lighthouse Ranch.
At 7-Eleven.
Just be careful.
At 7-Eleven?
Because when you eat it, you will be...
God. That's it.
No. I've never seen 7-Eleven, to be honest.
I always order from 7-Eleven. 7Now. 7Now. 7Now app. If you want to order from 7-Eleven, yeah.
Oh, wow.
7Now app. Yeah, they deliver.
Nice. Really?
Yeah. Like in 20 minutes.
That's your words of wisdom?
You want some wine? Mm-hmm.
That works.
Is a good word of wisdom.
Yes.
That is
words That's of wisdom. My words yeah. of wisdom. Wine, 7Now app.
Very nice. Do they ID you when they deliver it?
They do ID. I always pass.
So I couldn't be like a 14-year-old kid. Like,
no,
I want to get drunk.
No. Before you order, you actually have to scan your ID in the app.
I see.
And then they come to the place and they drop your wine off.
Do they just leave it on the front door? What if I like?
No. They knock and then you have to answer and you have to give them your ID and then they scan it and everything.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to sign for it. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, just scribble my name in there. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Bob, like, what are your words of wisdom?
This isn't the barefoot wine I ordered. I got the Chardonnay.
Bob, what are your words of wisdom? You better tell us how to defeat the vid.
Yeah, I have advice on defeating the vid. I used liquid IV every morning with these nasty plastic pills, and it seemed to hydrate me very well. So I would give a non-paid advertisement until we do sign the deal, Chad. But liquid IV has got me through the vid.
Is that right?
Yeah, and they have some ginger flavor that actually has caffeine in it.
If it got you through, why are you still like coughing and shit? Jesus.
That's when I had the black lung, son. That was a different sickness. And what's your words of wisdom, Chad?
My words of wisdom are go to thebasementhangout.com and sign up for bonus content. Paid. Pay it. Pay for us.
No, I want another word of wisdom from you.
You want something else?
Something else, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I just gave you 7-Eleven, order wine from 7-Eleven. Bob gave you... What did Bob give you again?
I don't even know.
I don't even know either.
You can put this powder...
I think Bob gave you some chafing thing, Destin or something. I don't know.
That's true.
So
well, that was prior, but...
Destin, if you're chafed, motherfuckers.
Dr. X ordered a bottle of Grey Goose one time in Florida. I was pretty impressed for delivery.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, cool. The guy brought it right to the door. It was perfect.
Okay.
All right. We need Chad's words of wisdom over. Like, redo.
Okay.
Yeah, Chad, dig deep here.
Yeah, dig deep.
My words of wisdom are...
listeners dying of COVID.
Okay. My words of wisdom are, if you have an experience, if you've been touched by a shadow person... or spoon by a shadow person, or you've had aliens abduct you, or
you've had... that's too many ors.
Anything strange has happened to you, email connect@thebasementhangout.com and tell us about it, because it's always good to get these things off your chest. They weigh you down, and telling us about it,
makes you feel better.
And we'll put nice music to it and all that stuff. It'll make you feel better. And it'll give you some catharsis. Is that a word, Bob?
It sounds like a word.
Sounds like a word. I think it's a word.
I'm not buying it.
Hey, Siri, what does the definition of catharsis?
Catharsis means the process of releasing and thereby providing relief from strong or repressed emotions.
Exactly. The process of releasing is my words of wisdom. Bob.
So, Ruby, did you get this pillow you put on your back?
You should see the look on her face right now. She's very upset.
Did you get the pillow blessed by a priest that blocks the shadow people?
The My Pillow, to be exact.
No, I want no part of My Pillow. And he's been booted out of everything, right? He's been booted out of Walmart.
We are an apolitical show. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm not. And My Pillow is done for. I want no part of My Pillow.
Her words of wisdom are, do not use a My Pillow.
Do not use My Pillow.
All right.
Right?
Basement Bob. Hangout out.